You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we have Canadian country artist Drake Jensen in the booth. So welcome, Drake.
Hey, Maureen, how are you?
Good. And we also have the band manager.
Yep, Jonathan Edwards is here with me.
Okay, so welcome to both of you. And you made the trip all the way down from Ottawa to see us.
Yeah, it was
so.
An awesome drive, other than the construction that everybody seems to be complaining about, but the drive down here was beautiful.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is beautiful, if you like autumn.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're based in Ottawa right now. You originally grew up in Cape Breton. And interestingly enough, I was reading some of your biography. You definitely grew up in a musical family, so it's right in your blood, I think, too.
Yeah, like at home, it was always country music. It was one of those things. It was Merle Haggard and George Strait.
Yeah.
Like Merle Haggard and George Strait and all those things that kind of got my attention when I was younger. And then as I got older, I started to listen to a lot of rock music and went and played in rock bands. And kind of as I've gotten older, I rediscovered, I think when Garth Brooks kind of broke the market,
mm-hmm.
was the time that I kind of rediscovered country music again. And that's what kind of got me back interested. It was kind of Garth that got me back.
Garth Brooks, that's a big name, very popular.
Yeah. Yeah. Garth was one of those pivotal people, I think, in country music that got people like me back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, brought me back to it. So, yeah, I'll credit Garth for that for sure.
So your mom was into country music. And interestingly enough, I was reading about your great-grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did he do?
He was, a lot of people immigrated to Cape Breton.
Right.
He was from Padova, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, you know those gondolas, the great mm-hmm. big long boats?
Mm-hmm.
He sang on one of those. So he was a singer
mm-hmm.
and a violinist and a guitar player.
Okay.
So the music definitely comes from my great-grandfather. It would be my mother's father. And it's interesting because my mother was she's a great singer. She'd never ever sing in front of anybody, but I've
mm-hmm.
heard her before and she can sing. She's very shy. But she played a lot of music when I was young and she kind of raised me on it basically. So music was I never played sports or anything like that. So music was my outlet. So I learned how to play keyboards when I was 15 and I've just recently kind of picked up guitar, which is kind of fun too. I'm,
mm-hmm.
I'm having fun with that.
Good. And you actually took some classical guitar lessons.
I did for a while
12,
and
yeah.
I didn't like the classical guitar lessons because
yeah.
I'm one of these people. I'm an Aries. I was born in April and I need immediate results.
Mm-hmm.
And picking one note at a time didn't do it for me. So that's why I stopped guitar and I went and took keyboard lessons. Because keyboards, I could play much easier than guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So I played keyboards for a long time. And then just recently, someone said, it was actually Pam Lewis, I think my publicist in the U.S. She said, you need to learn how to play guitar. But the only problem I have with playing guitar is I love to communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a guitar on me, I find it's blocking me emotionally. So I liked some songs I'll play guitar on and sing, and others I don't feel like I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a prerequisite I don't feel any pressure to have to do everything well.
No, definitely not.
We were talking about this yesterday, Jonathan and I, about songwriting. You know, I wrote some songs on the album. I don't feel like I'm a songwriter primarily. I feel
mm-hmm.
like more of an artist / singer who loves to interpret either other people's songs or if I have something to say, I'll write my own.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about that is that I find you do something well, stick to that. You know,
definitely,
whatever
yeah.
comes after that, you kind of dibble and dabble in it, so which is a lot of fun too.
Good. So definitely rock, and now you've gone to country, kind of brought up on country, and even when you were 4 years old, I guess you sang at your nursery school graduation.
My mother always says that. She's even got pictures of that with me with that little white hat on, you know. And I had polyester pants and like platform shoes, which I loved. But it was one of those things, and they asked me what I wanted to do. I believe that people are all born with a talent. I believe everybody is important in this world. And I think everybody from early on, sometimes you know what you really should do. And how many of us in our lives, you know, want to please our parents or we want to
mm-hmm.
please whoever we live with, and we go and do something just because it makes us a lot of money, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
the one thing about this, the biggest challenge about this is that in the beginning, there's no money.
Mm-hmm.
So you follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And with this project, I've learned to do that. And from an early age, I knew what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of reinvented myself.
That's excellent.
Yeah. So hopefully it's an inspiration I've had one person come up to me and said, I just want to thank you for being so inspirational. Because I'm going to start something new now, too. You know, I'm going to do what I always wanted to do.
It's so important to do what we want to do.
You know what? It's true. Yeah. It's the key to being really happy.
It is.
Yeah. Because right now, you know, like I said, people don't understand a new artist. A lot of people will say, oh my God, he's so talented or she's so talented. Why isn't she on the radio or he on the radio? Why is he not here? And why doesn't he have a CD? Well, it costs about $100,000 to do this.
It does. Yeah. If you do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most people don't have that. And, you know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have people in my life that really believe in me and that have helped me get here. And I don't take that lightly, for sure. But, yeah, it's a real challenging thing because, you know, in the beginning, it's like anything else. You have to put the time in and develop the relationships with people. And then later on, if you're lucky, the money comes. But right now, I'm probably the happiest I've ever been in my whole life.
Definitely. Yeah. Seeing that CD and feeling good about it.
Absolutely.
You've done an excellent job.
Yeah, when we were mixing the CD in Nashville, I had a great producer in Nashville, Kim Copeland. And we wrote songs at 1010 Music Row, which was Alan Jackson's first office. And it was a great experience. But when we mixed the album, I said to her, you know, this is really cool. You know, this I love the sound on here. And, you know, she helped create this very interesting Drake Jensen sound. And I think I'm going to be using Kim for a while. We're definitely using her for the next project. And we're going to take a little bit more time with the next project because I'm growing and I need more, you know, space to spread my wings. But yeah, it's a real great experience. If anybody's out there looking to do it, that's, you know, now's the time, you know. No better time than now.
Yeah. So what is the Drake Jensen sound?
I've gotten a lot of reviews out of the U.S. And I've been, and I'm humble about this. I don't want anybody to think that I'm on the radio bragging about who I am, because I'm a very humble boy. I grew up in Cape Breton in a coal mining house with three small bedrooms, and we were very, you know, modest when I was younger. But getting, you know, now I'm getting reviews of the album, and these people are comparing me to Ronnie Dunn and Garth Brooks and George Strait. And these are not small-time names. And, you know, my mom will read this stuff back in Cape Breton, and she'll call me and she'll say, you know, I can't believe this is happening for you. She said, you know, it's one of those things that, because it's very surreal. Because I put my music out there. I'll never forget the first time I sold an album. I thought, oh my God, somebody really wants to listen to me. And it was very humbling. So the whole experience for me has been overwhelming, even up to this point.
It must be.
Yeah, because I've made a transition from who I was in my day job to this person I am today.
Good.
And it's been a real journey. It's been a real spiritual journey for sure.
Do you find it hard to adapt to that?
Not at all.
Good.
I mean, you know, I love people, Maureen. Like we were talking before, I just love people. I love talking to people. I love developing relationships with people, and I love to be able to communicate to people, and I love music. So if I use music as a vessel to communicate to people, I'm doing like a double happy for me.
Good for you. Now, the album, this is your debut album, On My Way to Finding You.
Yeah.
So that was recorded in Nashville.
Yes.
So what led up to the album?
First of all, I was going to do an album of my favorite cover songs. That's how this all started.
Okay.
And so actually, that's when I found Jonathan. And I played on the same band circuit with Jonathan back in Cape Breton 25 years ago.
Okay.
And now we're dating ourselves. And so I called Jonathan and I said, you know, we did some demos. I think I want to go a little bit farther with this. What we did was we got a hold of a producer in Nashville and decided that we were going to bring it to the next level. And I went down to meet her, sang for her. You know, she wanted to hear me sing, and I did. And she said, you know, she told me all the things that she thought, you know, and she was very honest with me. And I said, you know, she said, what do you want out of this? I said, well, you know, I want to make my music. If I get incredibly successful by that, that's fine. And if I don't, that's fine too. You know, I just...
Good attitude.
Yeah. Like, I'm already successful.
Right.
I'm sitting here with you today.
Because you're doing what you want
to
do.
How many people are out there listening to me right now? You know, so I'm already successful. You know, when I first heard my song on the radio, the newest one anyway, it was a little bit surreal for me. You know, because the last time I'd heard myself on the radio was 2001. I'd released a single.
Okay.
In Nova Scotia, which got a lot of radio airplay.
Good.
Yeah. But it was, yeah, it's almost like a rebirth for me, Maureen. You know, and it's nothing I take very lightly, that's for sure. But it's been a lot of fun, I'll tell you. So the album was kind of a, a rebirth of me musically. And I guess the song On My Way to Finding You came to me through a CD, because what happens when you approach a producer in Nashville, they will find songs for you.
Okay.
That, you know, she wanted to find songs that fit me. And On My Way to Finding You was just that song. And when I heard it, I thought, On My Way to Finding You. It's like, on my way to finding everybody that's out there that's willing to listen. Because I definitely have a lot to say. We have a huge release. On My Way to Finding You is going to be released in January.
Okay. That's exciting.
The video is going to be pivotal. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag and tell anybody what's going to happen in the video. But the video is going to be pivotal for country music. It'll be one of those things that people are going to watch and go, oh my God. You know? And we want it to be that way. Because I feel like I have something to say in this world, and that there's a message for sure that needs to come through. And, you know, like I said, I want to make sure that everybody feels special. You know, that, and I believe that country music is for everybody.
It's very popular. Yeah. And it's popular all over the world now.
It is, absolutely. It's funny you say that, because I just got a tracking report. And for what a tracking report is for your listeners is something that I have my publicist check up on what radio stations are playing me. And I'm in heavy rotation in Japan.
That's excellent. I'm amazed too. Country too. Music all over the world. You know, it's amazing.
Ireland, England is playing me. Belgium, Norway, and Germany, and Australia, Japan, and France are playing the new single "All You Need," and it's like so cool.
It is
that the whole world is getting to hear that.
Yeah, it's definitely something you think about when you go to sleep at night
and
wake up in the morning.
And, you know, you get kind of hung up on it every once in a while. You think, oh my God. This is really happening, you know. So it's been a great experience.
Good. So this is quickly becoming your day job too, you said.
It is. You know, I'm hoping that it'll stay that way. That's what I really want.
Good for you. So that's excellent. And the band, you said, as the same band, you share it with like Charlie Major.
Yeah.
So that's a huge name.
It is a huge name. Yeah, and we actually have his keyboard player, drummer, and guitar player, they play with me when they're not playing with Charlie, so it's been great.
And how did you hook up with them?
It just kind of fell in my lap musically. It was one of those things, right place, right time.
Right.
I met the keyboard player, and he said, listen to the album, and it was like, wow. He said, I know someone that's willing to play this stuff. And so we brought it to them, and they're playing with Charlie. I mean, Charlie's still playing. I mean, Charlie's an icon in Canadian country music. He's like Garth Brooks to me.
Right.
And it was great. We had our first rehearsal, and now we're getting ready pretty well to start doing a little bit of touring. And we're going to do like select dates, depending on, you know, markets and who's playing. Because you want to go to the places that are supporting you. Like, so eventually you'll probably see us down here,
which is kind of cool. Well, you had your first single off the album was Wash Me Away, and that was a huge popular song around here, and right now it's All You Need. Do you have a favorite song on the album?
You know, we were talking about this the other day, about the album, and honestly, it took me a month of listening to music every day, and we wrote a few, to pick out songs for this album, and I picked every song for a very specific reason. And it's kind of like, when I hear that question, it's kind of like, oh, you have three children, and which one do you like the most? Do you know what I mean by that? It's because every song is so distinctly different, you know, and came from different writers, and I sang those songs, you know, I performed them because they meant something to me. You know, and even now, they're having a rebirth for me. There's a song on there, it's called It's Not About Me Anymore, and... when I first recorded it, I kind of got it. And It's Not About Me Anymore is a cool song. It's one of those big power, Lone Star-like power ballads. And I thought, this is a cool song. But now I really realize how much my music is really not about me. It's about me getting a message out there and helping people with the music. So every time I sing that now, I have a very different perspective on it. So the answer would be is that every song is very so distinctly different, I couldn't pick a favorite.
That's good. And when you have a quality product like this album, because usually it's one song off an album that'll be a hit, and that's it. So you have two right now, and you're thinking of releasing a third in January.
Yeah, the third song, like I said, will be On My Way to Finding You. I'm going to give your listeners a little listen to that today so you guys can hear it. The video, I think, actually, if your listeners want to see the video for All You Need, there's a channel on YouTube. It's Drake Jensen Music.
Okay.
Or if you just type in Drake Jensen, you'll get it'll come up, and All You Need is there. So they can go actually watch the video for All You Need.
Good.
We filmed that last summer in the U.S. But the new video is going to be a pivotal video.
And I think videos are a lot of fun. People really enjoy that.
Yeah. And I'm one that I try not to be too definitive in video, because you don't want to give somebody a predetermined idea of what the song is. And because if you watch that video, if you watch a video and they give you a storyline, every time you listen to that song, you're going to think of the same thing. So I try not to do that in video. Try to keep it as open as we can so everybody can interpret it.
Good. And you have a great website, too. That's easy to find.
Yeah, it's drakejensen.ca, and I have a wonderful graphic designer, and I always, you know, I always mention her. Her name is Jillian Fitzgibbon, and she's at Imogen Creatives in Ottawa. And the one thing that everybody's been noticing, even in the reviews, has been the album cover and the actual graphics. And they say how much it fits the project. Because if you listen to the project, it's been a team effort. I mean, I often say, you know, people ask me, are you a solo artist? I'm like, yeah, but you know what? I'd be nobody without all the great people behind me.
Yeah, the team is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a huge team. And I think that's what separates the people that move to the front of the line. It's because of all the people that you have behind you.
I think so.
I think I have a lot to be very appreciative of. And every day I try to get up and thank God for all the blessings in my life.
Good. Yeah. A great attitude.
Yeah.
Good. Are you on Facebook and Twitter too?
On Facebook. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to give all your listeners a little challenge. And I know I brought you CDs today that you can give away yourself. But what I'm going to do is, when this is aired, everybody's out there listening right now, the first five people from the Sherbrooke area that are liking my Facebook page will get a free copy of my CD. I'll autograph it and I'll mail it to you. Okay, so the first five people on my wall that say, hey Drake, I heard you on Maureen's show. So the first five people that do that, I'll send them a free autograph CD.
Oh, that's great. That's very generous
of
you.
So now the thing is that the Facebook thing is a little confusing. Everybody, they change Facebook and nobody likes Facebook anymore. But they have to go to pages, not people. So search pages and type in Drake, Drake Jensen, Jensen, and you'll find the page.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. So you've come all the way down from Ottawa today to see us. Are you touring around a lot of other small vicinities?
Yeah, we had a great time. All last week, we were on the road with my publicist, Debbie Wood. And we went, oh my God, Owen Sound, Sarnia, Tillsonburg, Wallaceburg. We were in Brantford, Owen Sound.
Oshawa.
Oshawa was the one I was looking for. Thank you. Kingston.
Wow.
Belleville. Now we're here. You're our last stop, and certainly not the least, that's for sure. I was coming down here no matter what, because I wanted to come see you. Just for anybody who doesn't know, Maureen was one of the first people, everybody out there, that actually played me in Canada. So she's credited for getting people to hear me. And thank you, Maureen, for that.
Oh, well, thank you.
I really appreciate that. But now we're going to go east. We're going to go down. I'm going to go down home.
Okay.
Because the radio station, my mom tells me, my mothers are always really funny with these things. My mom called me yesterday and she said, Drake, she said, four times a day now.
Wow.
She said, we hear you.
Yeah, that's great. She must be really proud of you.
Oh, she's ecstatic.
Yeah.
My mother wasn't very well for a very long time.
Okay.
And the music, somewhat. And my mom used to call me and she'd tell me about how, you know, how badly she was feeling and how, you know, she wasn't very, she was sick. And one of the songs on the album is about her. And it was one of those things. Now, when she calls me, we talk about the music and we talk about where I've been and how many times they play me on the radio. So it's been very healing for her. And I, you know, I said to everybody around me, I said, you know what, if this is the only thing that this music does, it's well worth the effort.
Good. Well, what could be more healing than seeing your children succeed and being happy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the ultimate.
She called me the other day and she said, did you ever think this was going to happen? And I said, well, I always wanted it to happen. I said, but no, I said, I didn't think it was going to, you know, and it was just by grace of God, it was all reinvented and meant to happen. You know,
good.
I just believe that I'm just a piece of the bigger puzzle. That's all.
Good for you. So have you done any fairs, anything like that throughout the summer?
We've done nothing yet because people, you know, the thing about it is that we started planning the album and then most fairs and festivals are all booked at least 12 months ahead. And right now we're basically looking for, in order to get booked on the bigger fairs, you have to basically get a fair amount of radio play, so people know who you are. Mm-hmm. And now that's starting to happen, and we're looking for a booking agent right now.
Good.
You know, so that'll be the next thing.
Oh, definitely. The album was most important to get out.
Absolutely. Yeah. We needed... Your first album is kind of like your business card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be honest, I didn't think it would get this much attention.
Mm-hmm.
So that this is happening, I'm totally thankful about that. I thought we'd have to do another album before we'd actually get any major radio airplay or attention. But we are getting some with this, which is absolutely amazing.
It is. It's excellent. It's you put in such an effort, so that's great.
You just got to love it. When you do something that you love, it just flourishes, I think.
Good. You know? Or CJMQ, and we're talking with Canadian country artist Drake Jensen today. And you have a special project coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's with the... Well, the reason why I wanted to reinvent my music and come back again was to help people. Because I thought if I can't do it and help somebody with it, then why would you do it? Because I believe music is like a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things. And I used to think everybody could sing. And apparently everybody can.
I don't think so.
So, so when I guess when I realized that, I thought, oh, you're very lucky, you know. So now do this and go out there and find somebody that you'll help benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was with a friend of mine and having a coffee, and I'd known her for a couple of years, and she said to me, she said, oh, you know, Drake, I'm so busy and la 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 la. She said, I got all this stuff coming up with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm like, Make-A-Wish Foundation? Because I kind of asked. I always put it out there because I believe you get back whatever you ask for. And she said, oh, I'm a volunteer. And I said, well, can you get a meeting for me? And so we had a meeting in Ottawa with the Ottawa chapter. They were so excited about it that they approached the national chapter. Now national's on it, so we're going to go east to west. So what's happening is I've recorded, and I'm always afraid, you know, doing a cover song because nothing is as good as the original. You can only interpret it your own way.
Mm-hmm.
But we recorded Roger Miller's Little Toy Trains. And what we're going to do with that is all the people that go on down to iTunes and download the song, it's going to be $1.25. All of the profit, I think the net profit from that $1.25 is about $1.05.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all of that money is going to go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Canada. Our goal is to raise $10,000 so we can fulfill one wish, because one wish is basically $10,000.
Okay.
So that is our goal.
That's a wonderful project.
Yeah. And the cool thing is when I went to the office, I had no idea how emotional of an experience it would be,
because
they showed me all these pictures, and I have no children. And I guess my mission in life is to help take care of other people's, you know, and I believe that's what I'm going to do. And the guy, Mike at Make-A-Wish said, you know, he said, when the next wish happens, he said, we want you to go in and shadow and be a wish angel. So it means I get to go to the little party where the child gets the wish announced.
Okay.
So that's going to be something really big for me.
Yeah.
That's going to be like getting a country music award for me. Because that's, to me, what's more important than that, you know. So it's going to be a great experience. So, yeah. So anybody out there listening, I'm sure Maureen is going to probably play Little Toy Trains when she gets it, probably the end of October.
Okay,
and,
for sure,
when you hear it, if you like it, go on iTunes, download it, and know that you're sending $1.05 worth of love to some child out there who really, really needs it. So
definitely wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And definitely it's going to be a big thing, emotional too.
Very. Yeah. And the song is, well, Little Toy Trains is a song I used to listen to when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I thought to myself when I recorded it, I said, this has to be something to do with children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has to be. It was like it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just one of those things. And then my friend approached me and it was like, okay, this is the universe telling me this is what's supposed to happen with this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did with it. So hopefully everybody will go onto iTunes and spend that $1.25, because you think $1.25 is not very much money. You can't even buy a small coffee, I don't think, anymore with that.
Don't think so.
You know, it's like, one cannot help many, but many can help one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to happen with this.
Oh, for certain. Like, if everybody gave $1.25, that would be amazing.
Imagine if we got 100,000 downloads.
Yeah.
That's 10 wishes. That would be amazing. Like,
it
that
is,
would be a lifetime career thing for me. Like, that would be something that would, when you would die, you would say, I did something good in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, because that's my mission.
Definitely the most important. So you're even working on your next album too.
Working on the next album. Yeah, we're actually, Jonathan and I, on the way down here today, we have a demo CD that was pitched to us by actually a writer in Ottawa and a guy that is not very well known. And I got this CD through my graphic designer. My manager had a meeting with her last night, And amazing. It's amazing the talent that is really here in Canada. So yeah, we're picking songs for the next album right now to make sure that we're ready and that we're going to come out with something new. Mind you, it's probably going to be a lot like this one and the music will be the same flavor. But we always want to try something a little bit different to give people something different to listen to. So the next album will be a little bit more, you might see a little bit more of me.
Okay.
In the next album.
Good. Well, you have a great product, and I'm sure that people will pick up on that and want the next one, too.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Good. Yeah. So you wanted to sing a couple of songs for
you? Sure. Yeah. Yeah. What do you want us to do first? You want us to do our title track from the album?
Sure. That would be good. And the title track is On My Way to Finding You.
This is On My Way to Finding You. This is On My Way to Finding You. I remember running out the screen door, racing down the driveway on my bike, past the corn out in the fields and the blackbirds on the wires, with the dirt roads flying high beneath my Stingray tires, down to the river. On a summer afternoon, just a farm boy running wild, on my way to finding you. Down the hallways of my learning with my school friends, and on the playing fields where we all fought so hard. And then after graduation, in the real world and the bars, past the faces I was searching to fill the hunger in my heart, and on to the bottom of every dead-end road that I came to. I was a man on a mission, on my way to finding you. Now I'm not sure what I did so right to find someone who loves me like you do. As if all of my wandering days was a journey I was meant to make it through. On my way to finding you. On my way to finding you. Now I'm not sure what I did so right to find someone who loves me like you do. As if all of my wandering days was a journey I was meant to make it through. On my way to finding you. On my way to finding you. On my way to finding you.
Oh, I'm just totally blown away.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's not only a wonderful song, like you're performing here in the booth and it sounds like you're in concert.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I think it's so important to come out and do it live.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, I don't mean to say things, bad things about anybody, but there's so much stuff done in the studios today.
There is.
There's a lot of magic in the studios. And when you come out and do something live, people go, wow, you know, that's so ethereal and it's very organic.
It is.
And you get a feeling, right? It's a different translation of it. And I think it's very important. And it's you know, like I said, someone said, oh my God, you're driving 5 hours. I'm like, yeah, absolutely I am. You know, because it's so important to come out and get it to people.
It is. It is 5 hours. And
it is. It was a wonderful drive, and I look forward to it all the way, you know. It was so nice. I remember I was CC'd on your email. And you were like, oh, great. And I was like, you know, I love when people are so enthusiastic like yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so important. You know, like I said before, and I can't say it enough. people like you is why I do this. Because if it wasn't for people like you, it wouldn't get out there.
I think it's so important to support the Canadian music, too. We have so much talent.
There was more people like you, Maureen. I think it's very important. And, you know, the stations, like in the smaller towns, that's where I come from. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to go home and go to my radio station in my hometown. I mean, that's going to be such a big thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be a wonderful experience. I want to do the same thing for them, to, you know, give them that experience of the song live. Because when you hear it on the CD, it's great.
It is.
But it's very, you know, very polished. And when you hear it live, it's like, wow, it's like around a campfire sort of
thing. I'm very blown away by the quality of you singing live, too. It was mixed down.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, I'm just blown away.
Yeah, cool.
That's great. So you have another song, too, you mentioned?
Well, I don't want to make anybody's ears bleed with a Christmas song, but since it's such a very, very good cause, I'm going to give you guys like a little dose of some Christmas music, and I know the leaves are just changing, but Costco beat us to the punch, because they got their Christmas decorations out like a month ago, so we're not so bad doing this, right, Jonathan?
No.
Yeah, I think everybody's got their Christmas decorations.
So one of my favorite Christmas songs was of course the Roger Miller song Little Toy Trains, and that's what we're going to play for you. This is the actual Make-A-Wish song for Canada with our Christmas campaign, so it's a privilege to perform it for you guys today.
Excellent. Yeah.
Little toy trains, little toy tracks, and little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells. Bring little toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? So close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells.
And again, that's just excellent, definitely. And
Thank you.
Yeah, what an excellent song to pick for the Wish Foundation.
It was, you know what? I picked the song first, and then I thought, oh God, this is like the most magical song ever. And what are we going to do with this? It's about kids, you know. And it's so cool when you go in the office and you see it. And I can't reiterate this enough, how important the work is that they do. They're going to be pretty well my charity of choice through my career. Because, you know, the little kids, the pictures in the office were riveting for me. Some wishes are just so simple, Maureen. Like, they want simple, tiny little things, you know, that make this huge, huge difference. One of this little girl, I heard a story from a colleague and about one of these wishes, and the little girl wanted a dog.
Okay.
And they asked her why she wanted the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, so my mommy and daddy don't have to be alone when I'm gone.
Okay.
So, you know, you hear stories like that, and you know that, you know, you have to do something with the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this song just totally dictated that. So hopefully everybody out there will support it.
Oh, $1.25. I mean, who hasn't got $1.25?
Absolutely.
No matter.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully everybody at Radio in Canada will embrace it. And, you know, the one thing I was very afraid of was that people were going to think that I was doing it as a publicity grab.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really need a publicity grab, you know, because I'm more than ready to work for what I want. But I want to make sure from the very beginning that I help people, because I think that's, like I said, that's my mission.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that down the depths of my soul, that the music is just a vessel for me to get active and to help people. I think that's what's going to fulfill me in the end.
Good, and what a better charity than children to help.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's so dependent on everybody,
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, they're the building blocks of our society, really, kids, you know. So, yeah, so it's going to be a magical Christmas season for the whole Drake Jensen group. Because when I speak of Drake Jensen, it's almost like it's an entity and not just me. Mm-hmm. It's everybody that's behind me, too. You know, because the graphic designer, Jillian, kicked in and did all the graphics for free.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody sponsor my upload so the radio stations could go on to DMDS, mm-hmm. which is the media mm-hmm. site where they can download the song. Somebody mm-hmm. sponsored that for mm-hmm. me. So everybody's been donating. So if it wasn't for those people, it wouldn't be getting here. So it's been a great experience. So it's going to be the best Christmas present I'll ever get.
Good. Sure. Definitely bringing Christmas back to the real meaning.
Absolutely.
Know? Good.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. I think that's, as I've gotten older, I realize that it's not, you know, really the gifts under the tree.
No.
More so the blessings that you can count and the friends that you have.
And I think people have to realize that. It's
absolutely.
A great project to make people realize
that,
too.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good cause.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, really enjoyed everything you've, all the songs and the interview too. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Drake?
No, I mean, the Facebook thing, if everybody could, I'm trying to get my Facebook numbers up.
Yeah. When
everybody's looking at my video. There's over 1,000 people on my video, which I'm like, wow, that's awesome. But my Facebook numbers are harder to get up. So if you guys can get on Facebook and give me an I like on Facebook, be great. And hopefully, I mean, what I really want to do is I want to come down here and I want to play a show. So eventually, I mean, with your support,
that would be great.
We're going to be able to do that, and we're going to have you out, and maybe you can be the MC for the night. And
well, I don't know about that, but
yeah,
that would be great.
I wanted to thank you, especially you, Maureen, for having us today. It was such a pleasure to come down and meet you. Your name has been stuck with me since last May, because I remember when we released our first single, you were one of the first people that picked it up and played it right away. So you were so important to us at that time, and your name is embedded in my head. So thank you to you especially and your radio station and everybody for tuning in and having a listen tonight.
Good. Well, we thank you too. Very exciting to have you in the studio.
Great. Thank you so
much.
Good.
And all the best in the future.
Thanks, Maureen.
Thanks.